Herbert Brun, Infraudibles with Percussion. Piece composed between 1968 and 1984. Percussion group, Cincinnati, performing that. Brun writes about this piece. In the 60s, I taught a computer at the University of Illinois to assist me in composing a piece of music and then to actually perform it. The piece I called Infraudibles. And you will hear the computer play it from tape. Later, I added, by hand and without computer parts, for live instruments. In Infraudibles with Percussion, the instrumentalists play a musical analog to the music on the tape. The tape plays one music, and the percussion, another music. The two musics speak two languages, about one content. Well, from one percussion piece to another. I was planning to play Timber by Michael Gordon. This is a piece that was a challenge for Michael Gordon as well, because he wanted to play only one music and that music was to compose for each individual percussionist for only one instrument. So this is an excerpt, about 10 minutes, of Timber, performed by the Slag Work Group Den Haag, the percussion ensemble of The Hague, I'm guessing. just as it was getting interesting. Michael Gordon, Timber, an excerpt. 433 will be back after these few short announcements.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
We be
A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
The May issue of Discorder is here. This month's cover features local garage rocker Skinny Kids, plus articles on the ASL Singles Club, Fistful of Snacks, Kiss Painting, Wild Kind, and so much more. We are also proud to announce Homegrown Labels, a new column dedicated to celebrating record labels in our own city. So pick up a copy of Discorder around town, or check us out online at discorder.ca, and listen to a curated playlist featuring the May issue's artists. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, AEG Live, LiveVan.com, Moto the Car Co-op, North by Northeast Festival, the Rickshaw Theater, Sled Island Festival, UBC Alumni Weekend, and Vinyl Records.
Like a snake calling on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Some are coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind.
Australia and Canada are both countries with a whole lot of space to create some of the wildest sounds on the planet. Join your host Matthew as he explores the musical heritage of his native Australia and features fresh sounds from Canada's independent music world. That's Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, live Fridays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Stranded, indeed. Now, speaking of musical heritage, I wanted to play a couple of self-referential tracks, both called the Winnsboro Cotton Mill Blues. One by Pete Seeger, and the other by Frederick Rzewski. I first heard the piece performed by Rzewski, or I guess performed by Corey Ham, the piece of Rzewski, at the release of Jocelyn Morlock's fantastic Cobalt CD. And perhaps in the near future we will have Jocelyn grace CITR Studios with her presence. She was the host of a new music program called Are You Serious? For, well, a few years, and a few years before my time as well. Although, to think about it, this show has been around for more than a year. I think around this time is when I started. I'll have to count back through the episodes. Anyways, just to give you a little sense of what the famous piece actually references, I wanted to play you a Pete Seeger interpretation of this famous blues track called Winnsboro Cotton Mill Blues.
Old man sergeant sitting at the desk, the damn old fool won't give us no rest. He'd take the nickels off a dead man's eyes to buy a Coca-Cola and an Eskimo pie. I got the blues, I got the blues, I got the Winnsboro cotton mill blues. A lordy, lordy, spoolin's hard. You know and I know, don't have to tell. You work for Tom Watson, gotta work like hell. I got the blues, I got the blues. I got the Winsboro cotton mill blues. When I die, don't you bury me at all. Hang me up on the schoolroom wall. Place a bobbin in my hand so I can keep on a-workin' in the promised land. I got the blues, I got the blues. I got the Winsboro cotton mill blues. Lordy, lordy, spoolin's hard. You know and I know, I don't have to tell. If you work for Tom Watson, gotta work like hell.
There you go, Songs of the Industrial Age, Pete Seeger. And the song that I want to play next references that blues number. And it is, of course, the battle of man and machine. Machines of the Industrial Age, the cotton mills. And the way that this was explained to me by Corey Ham, it was that it is really the sounds of the machine that are competing with the voice of the people, which is the blues song. Cotton, Winsboro Cotton Mill Blues. That was the incredibly talented Nicole Lisée, performed by Adrian Verdejo, Vancouver's own. This is from the release Modern Hearts, New Music for Electric Guitar. And that brings us to the end of our show. This has been 433 with your host Gregory Gann. Been away for a few weeks, but now I'm back. I want to thank Gak from Exploding Head Movies.
Yes!
Who filled in so graciously and wonderfully. Complimentary. I don't know what other ery kind of words can I insert here. To basically play a lot of wicked music. So thank you, Gak. That was very much appreciated. This has been 433. I just checked. This is the 43rd episode of 433, so I guess this was a good one to be back for. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Enjoy the sunshine, if you're in Vancouver, or in any other part of the world that has sunshine. And stay tuned for Exploding Head Movies with Gak.
Cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andrew Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues. Live on CITR 101.9 FM.